It is 6:13. Aaron Kick here with you live in the WCHL studios. We are live and local this hour, as always, with local music to go with the local news. As I've been saying, especially live this hour because we are joined in the studio by Honey Magpie. Pippa Hoover and Rachel Hurwitz are here in the studio with us. Two-thirds of the band, Katie Moore also with them, although not here in the studio today. HoneyMagpie.com is the website. Their debut album came out a couple of years ago. You've heard it here on this station during this hour, and album number 2 is actively in the works. Pippa, Rachel, thank you so much for being with us today, and that first song was great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So let's start by talking about the history of the band. How did you all come together?
Well, we started the band on Craigslist, actually.
As all great bands begin. Yeah.
But, yeah, we came together because I was moving from New York City, actually, to North Carolina, and it was really important to me to start a band when I moved down. So that was my first effort, really, was to put it on Craigslist.
Nice.
Put myself out there, and I got some responses, including Pippa.
I was one of them, yeah. And I have a solo project. And I was kind of looking for a side project at the time, and I was like, this looks cool. They said they were actively looking for a cello, which is not usual. So
how often do you get on Craigslist looking for people who are looking for cellists?
Me? Periodically.
Okay, all right. Like
you never know. You know, I get a lot of the best things in my life out of Craigslist, like all my furniture. I got my job, my day job from Craigslist.
Nice.
That's great.
Awesome. So how much, you put out an ad on Craigslist, you heard from Pippa, did you have to even do a second thing? It was Craigslist and that was it, or?
I heard from a few people in that first post.
Okay.
And then actually, you know what, I think I put out a second post, and I think that's when I heard from Pippa.
Gotcha.
So two Craigslist posts.
All right, that works. Yeah. What did you do up in New York?
I just did like the singer-songwriter thing in New York, went to lots of open mics.
Mm-hmm.
There were lots of other people trying to do the same thing, super competitive,
right?
You know? But yeah, I moved with my boyfriend at the time, who is now my husband, but, he had a job opportunity in North Carolina, and I visited just to check out the music scene and see if I liked it, and I loved it.
Awesome.
So it was just a good fit.
That was how long ago? I know the album is 2017, but was it 2015? Was that around?
It was actually 2014.
Okay.
Yeah, summer of 2014 when I moved and first put out that Craigslist post.
Yeah.
To start the band.
So where have you gone together since? Is this the music that you expected to be making when you started thinking about it 5 years ago?
That's a good question. I feel like pretty much. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, I don't know if it's exactly what we expected, but it's, I mean, we wanted to do something along these lines, I think.
That's better not be exactly what you expected, right? Yeah. And Pippa, you are a veteran of this hour because you were here once before with, remind me, Nightbird Singing. That was the album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is also terrific stuff. So what is it like for you to do a solo project versus working with a group? How different is that? How similar?
It is different. I mean, especially with that album, I really did that all on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I like hired people to come into the studio and it was just me. When I play out, of course, I play with a guitarist. So I'm working with people and they're learning my songs. But
mm-hmm.
it's not quite the same feeling as the band where, like, I don't know, everybody's like equally invested in it and you get to do like harmonies,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty much our favorite thing, three-part harmonies and like write nice little string duos and things like that. You have other people writing parts as opposed to you just writing everything, and yeah, so it's nice to just have all the ideas and we've come up with some pretty funny stuff.
Is the songwriting collaborative, or is it all three of you together?
Not really, not for the most part. We're kind of moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
That song that we played, Midnight Morning is actually the first song where, like, significant chunks have been written by two different people.
Okay.
Rachel wrote the melody, and I wrote the lyrics on that. But we've always, like, written string parts, for example. Like, I write string parts for Rachel's songs, or Rachel writes key parts for my songs, okay, and that kind of thing.
Right. Like, we usually come to the band with, like, the... I guess I'm going to call it like the skeleton of the song, you know? Uh-huh. So just like the simple version of the song, lyrics and chords, and then everyone builds onto it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really fun process too, like adding on the harmonies and the string parts.
Yeah.
I don't add on the string parts. Pippa and Katie do that, but it's fun to experience it.
Cool. So speaking with Rachel Hurwitz and Pippa Hoover, Honey Magpie, honeymagpie.com is the website for more info on the band. You can get the debut album now. That's been out for 2 years. The second album is actively in the works, so tell us about it. It's going to be called Midnight Morning, so that
yes,
first song was the title track. What do people need to know about the album?
Well, it sort of has a concept. I mean, it wasn't a concept album, but we found that when we looked at all the songs we had written, they kind of had this theme, mm-hmm, of, we call it like our quarter life crisis.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I went through that too. Yeah, no, it's unfortunately common.
Yeah, just a lot of the songs have to do with kind of the angst of like coming out of young adulthood and,
yep,
like, you know, nostalgia and being disappointed with where you got in life and what you wished you had achieved but hadn't. Mm-hmm. But
right. Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, that feeling of thinking that you should be further along, mm-hmm, in life than where you are, which makes the album sound like it's really a downer. But we have some very ridiculously upbeat songs on it as well.
Right, and even those we feel like fit in with our quarter-life crisis theme.
Yeah.
If anyone has seen our Tiny Desk Contest submission, you'll know what we're talking about. There's some rainbows in that and unicorns. So, and that was like one reason we liked the title Midnight Morning for the album, because it does have this mix of like more angsty songs and just like really fun, happy, silly songs on it. So
uplifting and goofy and melancholy all at the same time.
Exactly. Yep.
I like it.
Yes.
How done is the album? I know it's not quite done yet, but you've been recording.
Right. So we recorded rhythm tracks, mm-hmm, and lead vocals. So guitar, drums, bass, and we also had Joseph Terrell of Mipso come and do guitar overdubs, which sound really great. And then we did piano for some songs. So there's still a lot to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still need to put down strings and harmonies and mix, master, distribute, and print. And that's what our Kickstarter is raising money to do, is to help us finish the album.
Awesome. And that Kickstarter just launched last week, right?
Yes.
Yep.
It launched August 2nd, and it runs until August 31st. And we are about 47% funded right now.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
Thank you.
But we've still got a ways to go.
Awesome.
So we encourage anyone that wants to hear that album to support us or just like and share our posts about the campaign.
Yes, any kind of liking, sharing is super helpful.
Yeah, and we'll hear more about the Kickstarter campaign coming up in a few minutes. I want to hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
Sure. This is one of the happy songs. This, yeah, this song is called The Garden, and I wrote it about J.C. Ralston Arboretum in Raleigh.
Awesome. Go for it.
One, two, three, four. Where's our sparkle? Where's our fire? Your heart aches when everything that you try gets shrugged. Shoulders, wilted smiles, but I can't take
Awesome. You are listening to Honey Magpie. We're going to have more from the band. We'll hear more about the album, the Kickstarter, and upcoming things that they've got going when Live and Local comes back. It is 626. More on the way after this.